Hi, I'm Nelson Lee, and I'm a program manager in the SQL Server Engine security team. And so I've probably seen a lot of you at conferences and such, and you may have seen me, but I'm the program manager that deals with a lot of the security functionality within the SQL Server Engine. So when you're doing things like, you know, authenticating against a database, using authorization, using our auditing functionality or cryptography, that's functionality that's delivered through our team, through the team that I'm a member of. And today I'm here to talk to you a little bit about some of the things that we've done in SQL Server 2008 R2, as well as what we're actually planning to release for Denali. So if you've kind of followed the kind of features that we've released, you'll see that a lot of the kind of motivation for some of the things that we've done is around the compliance market. And so one of the things I hear over and over from customers is the fact that they have this problem that they have to solve, and it's being forced upon them because of regulatory compliance. And so they need my help in that sense, and they want to know how does SQL Server help them actually achieve some of their compliance goals. And so there's a lot of things that we've done that help people do this. I mean, a big one in 2008 R2 was the transparent data encryption, right, where we allow people to actually encrypt data transparently and, you know, protect data at rest. But one that I'm going to focus on a little bit more here is the SQL Server auditing. And that's a functionality that we delivered in 2008 as well. And it provides us a full security auditing functionality. And a lot of people have been using this. And so I want to kind of give you a little bit of kind of background around it and then kind of tell you what direction we're heading with it in Denali. So with SQL Server auditing, let me just use a whiteboard here so that we can kind of see what I'm talking about. So in the database here itself, we have this auditing functionality, right? And so I don't know how you draw auditing. You know, some people draw as a camera. I'm a really bad artist, I'm sorry. But with this auditing functionality, you kind of send this information to, you know, like a file, for example. But we let you actually write things to the Windows logs. Okay, so we can send this to the Windows security log or the Windows application log. And so with this, you have a great flexibility in terms of where you send this information. You can collect this information. If you look at the compliance white paper, we actually have things that kind of describe a solution where you can take this information, collect it all together using things like, you know, SSIS, and then, you know, generate reports using a reporting service. And you can do a lot of really cool things with that. And with this, you're actually able to collect every action that you can do. You can monitor it, and you can record that information. It's all great. But, you know, there's some things that I did very well, and there's some limitations. And so we're trying to help, you know, people actually have easier compliance solutions, I guess I'm trying to say. And so one of the things that we've done is that, for example, if you connect to the database, and suppose that you connect as a username Bob, okay? And you're only connecting as Bob because, you know, you're using connection pooling, whatever else. And so when we audit this, we're only going to see Bob. Well, one of the things that we're going to do is actually allow you to actually put an entry into the audit log. So now I can go in there and put a command here that says, write, you know, this is Alice. And what that will do is that it will send a message and will write that into the audit log. And the audit log will say that the application actually wrote this message, and the message says, this is Alice. And so we can't really confirm it because it's not coming from the engine, but it allows you the flexibility of actually going off and taking these connection pool connections and differentiating between the two. Now, other things that we've done, actually, is we've actually allowed people to have better kind of resilience against failures. So previously what happened was that, for example, if you tried to write to the audit log and the network connection went down or the file system went offline, then SQL Server will keep on trying. And after a certain point where it actually gets a failure, it'll just actually just continue to progress. I mean, it'll still run without actually taking the server down. And so you'll start potentially missing audit logs. And so one thing that we're allowing people to do now is to actually configure the audit to say that, you know what, if we have a failure and we can't write to the audit log, then what we're going to do is that we're going to allow you to actually run all the different transactions, but any action that requires you to write to this log that actually fails, then we're going to fail that transaction. Okay, so the application now gets a rollback and error. And so this allows you to actually have really, really high availability around, you know, your instance and not let it kind of either, you know, lose all the records or bring the whole instance down, which were the only two choices you had before. Okay. And so the other things that we've done is, you know, around the audit log is When you write an entry in here that says, you know, we did a select, you know, star on table foo, for example, and we record that in the audit log, right? But the thing is that we didn't always, it was kind of hard to tell sometimes where this statement kind of came from. But not anymore. What we've done is that, you know, in Denali, you'll be able to actually see the T-SQL stack. So this was run from within a stored procedure. You'll see it run within the stored procedure. And so it gives you much, much more insight into how things are actually being done. And then another thing that we've done is, I think this is going to make a lot of people happy, is the fact that audit in 2008 R2 is available on Enterprise Edition. We are allowing, you know, basic audit functionality to be on all the other SKUs in Denali, which means that now you can run audit on all the different versions of SQL Server. And then that way, if they're all running audit, then you can collect audit information from all the different servers, not just the enterprise servers, and, you know, put that into your reporting service or whatever else that you may have. Okay. And so these are some of the cool things that we've done with audit in Denali. And these are things that I'm sure are going to help people with their compliance needs. Now, obviously, we didn't get to everything that, you know, people have been asking for, but we'll, believe me, I know what they are, and we'll try to get to them. And the other thing that I think that people will be interested in is that we're trying to help address customer complaints as well. So one of the main motivations that we have for, you know, going forward is that we have to address the key things that customers, you know, tell us about and need. And, you know, big or small. And one of the big, the small things, I guess I should call it small, but one of the things that people have actually said a lot about, which is, you know, isn't a big feature, but it's important for them, is a default schema for groups, for example. And so we will allow, you know, people to assign default schemas for groups. So, you know, hoping that that keeps some people happy at least. But that's what I have for this short time that I have in terms of telling you about, you know, what I do and the kind of things that we work on and kind of motivations behind, you know, why we do some of these things. So thank you very much. My name is Il-Sung Lee.